This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, political analyst Ken Crooley, as we're talking about a number of issues throughout Western New York, including, Ken, this ongoing, you might even call it a scandal now, involving the Erie County Sheriff's Department. There's now a legislative investigation into an incident last year that involves their chief of narcotics, who was accused of hitting several parked vehicles on the city's west side nearly a year ago. Dan Granville never charged. The county paid around $60,000 in damages to people who claimed them as part of this incident. Now, Ken, this is, you know, something that would be certainly noteworthy, but maybe even more so in the sense that, was there some sort of cover-up? And it seems like every single level of county government might find some fault here in terms of whether or not they acted appropriately or didn't properly look into the $60,000 that was spent.
Well, as they say, Brian, the cover-up is often worse than the crime. And I would extend that to the city of Buffalo, who wrote the police report, which evidently indicated that nothing serious had happened at the day of the accidents. So there's a lot of information yet to come, and there's a variety of people that passed on this and approved the payments and so forth. But we need to know a little bit more about what did they know and when did they know it in terms of what really happened that day and why the police report perhaps was not written up the way it was supposed to be.
You know, Ken, it seems like there's so many layers to this. Who should have known about this? And like you said, it's from the city and the county, right?
Right. Well, the first ones that should have known would have been in the police department because the police report was written by a lieutenant in the police department, who I understand from reading is related to Daniel Granville. And then the sheriff should have known, and it's a serious matter. He should have been making sure that it was reported properly and handled properly. So you start with there, and then depending on what those folks did, it sort of sets the stage for anybody else who's been involved in resolving these things.
It does. We were talking about this last week, where now you have people pointing out that it cost the county $60,000. And we were over here pointing out, well, you can't really make a big deal of that in March when the $60,000 was approved back in November. And no one ever really bothered to look into what it was approved for. Does it shine a light on kind of the budgeting or spending of money that goes on in the county without a lot of people being aware of what the money's being spent for?
Well, again, Brian, it goes back to what do they know? If they're looking at a police report and they said it was just an accident and that he perhaps was on duty, which evidently he wasn't, then they had false information, and so they might have process the claims based on that information. And we really don't know enough about the timelines for all of this stuff to really come to some conclusion. If they were the people in county government were fed bad information based on the police report, then that would sort of affect how they wrote it. Otherwise, Payments are made every day for various things in the county, and they're processed accordingly without a whole lot of attention.
There was a quote from someone last week in the county who said they didn't know that the county had a Dodge Ram pickup truck as one of their county vehicles. Should they be more familiar with what vehicles they have?
Well, that, you know, if that's the case, I didn't see that, but if that's the case, yeah, certainly they should have known that that was a county vehicle. Sometimes in police agencies, that sort of information doesn't get passed on, but it certainly was some the vehicle is paid for by the county, I assume, and so they should have had better information on that, yes.
Well, it's going to be a story to watch for sure in the coming weeks.
Ken, you know, is the timing of this story when it broke last week, is it kind of suspect with respect to the mayor's race at all in your mind?
Well, it could. I mean, as to how it broke and stuff, we may never really find out much about that. But and timing-wise, with the mayor's race coming up, the reports that I've seen say that Granville and his family were major contributors to various political candidates, including Acting Mayor Scanlon. Granville's wife, according to Investigative Post, ran two fundraisers for Granville. Granville's sister-in-law, who wrote up the police report, was a contributor to various things. So, it could have some impact, but it's still a little early in terms of what we know and when things happened. And so, it's in fairness to everybody, it needs to play itself out. But there could be. There could be consequences. The sheriff is up for re-election this year, but at the moment there's no Democratic candidate on the ballot, and so he theoretically could be affected by that. But if you don't have an opponent, then I guess the political end of it, he could skate by. Explaining the accident is a little harder to do.
Well, Ken, appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for joining us on this. Ken Crooley, political analyst, politicsandstuff.com is where you can find some of his work.